Rodri, welcome to Tip TV Towers.
Morning, Moose. Happy New Year to you.
The first question for you. I know the answer, but I've got to just put it on the record. What football team did you support?
Swansea City FC, Moose, yeah.
And what was the last game you went to see?
The last game I went to see was with you, Moose. Yeah. And it was in Crystal Palace, Selhurst Park. And we were bottom of the league at the time. You were very close to the bottom of the league. And we came away with a 2-1 victory.
And did you have a nice evening?
Beautiful evening, yeah.
Was the company good?
It was average, but I had to restrain my celebrations because obviously we won. I was sitting with the
Crystal
Palace fans.
Then. Very wise. Right, we've got a slide to talk about. This, long story short, six stocks to watch. Now, these six stocks that we're looking at, were these viewers' picks, or how did you come to this?
This is a mix, really. I mean, this is six that we put out on the first trading day of the year in my Sun City column. We talked to people in the city, talked to readers, had a little hunch on a few myself, and these are the six we said to watch out for this year: two FTSE 100, two FTSE 250, and two sort of AIM listed ones. There, and they're doing all right. Mighty's not doing so well. I had a profit warning last week,
yeah.
But I think collectively they're up about 4% when the FTSE's been quite flat. Since,
well, let's just have a headline on each of them. Fevertree keep doubling and tripling. I see that they were up another 6% last week. And do you think they'll get bid for this year?
Yeah, maybe it's too early for a bid for them. But I think they're a huge amount of growth. And they haven't been around that long. Mm. Sales are rocketing, not just here, but in the US.
Yep.
They seem to be everywhere at the moment. So I think their share price is going to rocket this year. And yeah, as you say, there might be a bid for them sooner or later.
Understood. Purple Bricks, so I assume that's real estate?
Exactly. Purple Bricks is online estate agent. I think they've got almost 50% of the online market. Huge amount of growth. They've been around since 2014. But they're very cheap. They sort of undercut all the high street estate agents, and I think their share price has gone up 25% since I tipped them.
Right, Whitbread, Costa Coffee,
Premier. Obviously, some restaurant chains as well at Brewers Fair and Beefeater. Their results are out today. Coincidentally, they're okay. Costa's up, Premier's up, but their restaurant chains are a bit soft.
Right.
They're up 5% since I tipped them, although they've gone down a bit today. They're a really sort of solid, steady group. They're doing very well in Britain, obviously, everyone drinks Costa, but I think they're potentially doing well in China as well, where they're growing Costa, and Germany, where they're going to grow Premier Inn as well. So one to watch.
Understood. AstraZeneca.
Again, I think they've gone down since I tipped them, but a big drugs company, had quite a tricky few years. But I think they've got a couple of drugs trials results coming back in the spring, and if they're positive, then we can expect to see a big jump for them.
Mighty, how
the Mighty have fallen. They have had a terrible few years, haven't they? And they've got a new boss in Phil Bentley who's come in. They had a profit warning last week. Their share price is down 10% since I tipped them. I just got a hunch that they've got to get better or they're going to disappear.
Right, okay. So, and finally, rinse, kill the rats,
pests, bugs, mosquitoes. They had a big contract to kill loads of mosquitoes in Rio in the Olympics last year. They seem to be buying up a lot of their opposition around the world as well, a very big company. So they bought a huge number of smaller sort of pest killers. And they're a really steady company, and I think their share price is a bit low, given what they do.
Okay, so just to wrap up, will Swansea stay in the Premier League?
They will. If you'd asked me that this time last week, I'd have said no. But that 3-2 victory over Liverpool at Anfield give us a huge boost, lift us off the bottom of the league, out of the relegation zone, and we've got a bit of a spring in our step.
I would rather buy Swansea than Mighty Group. Rodri, thank you very much indeed for your time. We'll see you very soon. Let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.